Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about documentation problems faced by Zimbabweans living in various countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about immigration issues.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa claims that the ruling African National Congress has failed in protecting the country's borders from an influx of illegal immigrants. The opposition party says it has an immigration plan that would limit the number of people entering the country, document immigrants, and send home those wishing to return to their places of origin.
In Britain and USA and some Western nations, immigration has taken center stage as millions of Africans and other nationals are fleeing home to seek refuge and greener pastures in developed nations.
Millions of Zimbabweans live in South Africa and other nations, but they are not sure about their stay in those countries as some face deportations after failing to get proper immigration documents.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Ngiyaphila, uthi?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, sibanjana abantwana.
Ah, bayaphila.
Very good.
Bayagula. Sesikhathi
kuya.
It's cold now.
Yeah, kunjalo futhi.
Yeah, kuya gudola, so yeah. Baya food there.
Yeah, kunzima.
Kunzima. Yes, Gibbs, nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya vanhu vanogara munyika siri dzavo isisu kana tichinge tichitaura pachizezuru hanzi unenge uchinzi uri mubva kure usi wemunyika imomo wakabva kure ukauya kunyika kwedu
muntu wakuza
saka tiri kungova kuti muSouth Africa mapato maviri ari muSouth Africa anosanganisira Democratic Alliance vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri munyika iyi zvinenge zvisina magwaro anobvumidzwa zvinge zvigara munyika iyi zvinge zvichiburiswa muSouth Africa. Democratic Alliance iri kutopomera mhosva bato reANC rinotonga muSouth Africa kuti iri kutadza kugadzirisa miganhu kana atingati maborda anzi hakusi secure zviri kuyaita kuti vanhu vange vachingopinda semvura iri kudirwa musefa vanongopinda vachibuda. Bato iri riri kunzi nevakawanda riri kutora matanho ariri kukurudzira kuti anga achigadziriswa senzira yekutsvaga rutsigiro nekuti South Africa irikutarisirwa kuita sarudzo gore rinouya. Kwoitawo rimwe bato idzva riri kunzi rakakurudzirawo kuti vese vasiri vemunyika iyi vasina magwaro vange vabuda muSouth Africa panopera gore rino. Asi vakawanda vari kubva vafunga zvakamboitika muna 2008 pairwiswa vanhu vasiri vezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Hainzi xenophobia iyeyi inotyisa vanhu vakawanda. Ndo zviri kuitwa mune nyika dzakawanda tinoona kana muno muAmerica chaimo vanenge vasina magwaro vekune dzimwe nyika vari kuita dambudziko rekuti vange vachitambirwa nemuno muAmerica nekune dzimwe nyika. Saka matambudziko ari kutarisana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo ke Jongo yaibeka kuhle ke indaba yetu namhlanje limzwire lapho Jongo sivile yaibeka. Namhla ke zuruka ndaba esikhuluma ngakho yikuthi ke abantu beZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe kungazani bathole nzima sibili kakhulu. Xa sisibona ke kwele South Africa kule bandla lokuthiwa i-Democratic Alliance yakhuluma ukuthi ibandla le-ANC African National Congress kungani aliqhubi kuhle nxa sesikhangela ukuvimba emngceleni kungazani lithi abantu bagcwala kakhulu kwele South Africa kodwa le-ANC lona lithi hhayi akunjalo bazama ukuthi balungise phela ukuthi abantu xa kuthi uvela kwamanye amazwe ungahlukuluzwa kube njalo. Siyabona njalo ke i-Democratic Alliance ikhuluma ngokuthi yona ile esingathi zinhlelo ezithize engazethulela uZulu nqa ukuthi ingavotela ingene esikhundleni. Lokhu kunje ngokuthi abantu abafisa ukuzibuyela ekhaya ingabancedisa ukuthi bakwenze khonoko. Lokunye nje ukuthi yeneyo siphela ngazani uNeng Sibili Zukanda. So ke ngelani kuhlelo khona manje uze sixoxe ngizothatha silomuntu ecingweni mbathi.
Ndizo zwo tina vadi vamavinga vanove gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Vachishanda nesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamembe kuAfrica. Vamavinga tinogamuchira iyi muchirongwa chedu.
Kuva muchirongwa nekukurukura nevamwe nevatereri maita basa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe you can start in English, Mr. Mavinga. We understand that two political parties in South Africa are fighting that immigrants who are in that country be deported if they are illegal. And the Democratic Alliance Party is actually saying that the ANC is not doing enough to protect South African borders. And I think many Zimbabweans are now living in fear of what happened in 2008. You live in South Africa. What are you hearing and seeing following these statements from these political parties?
Well, the Democratic Alliance has really put out reckless statements on illegal immigrants, which could fuel xenophobia. And it is on record that there have been vicious cycles of xenophobia in South Africa since 2008, when more than 62 people were killed with no accountability or justice whatsoever. So it is about politics. It's about the elections coming up in 2019 in South Africa and the all easy tendency to stereotype and scapegoat and put blame on foreign nationals for the failings of the system. It is really a hangover from the colonial period where there was divide and rule, where different groups were divided and there was stereotyping, which then perpetuated the colonial apartheid regime. And we are now seeing these things happening. But unfortunately, it is it presents huge danger to foreign nationals, particularly those with small businesses, tuck shops in the townships in Soweto, in part of Durban, across the country. And we think that parties like the Democratic Alliance should be responsible and should speak responsibly. But unfortunately, despite our warnings as human rights defenders, having seen this trend with the DA mayor for Johannesburg, particularly Hermann Mashaba, having repeatedly used this very same sentiment, we see that this is not coming to an end. And we fear that it could result in serious abuses targeting foreign African nationals.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, ndifunga vanogona kumbotsana ngora zvakare nesindebele.
Yes, so ke loba kunjalo Mavinga, we see that you know, at the end of the day, this immigration issue is always taking center stage during times of elections. And we see that maybe in South Africa they are going towards elections, and normally all that fades off soon after the elections. So are they saying this thing genuinely, or is a question of maybe politicking? And if it is politicking, how serious is it?
Absolutely, it is politicking, but also, Gibbs, this is about stereotypes. You know, where it is very easy to blame the other, people who are not like us, to blame them for our shortcomings, for our failings. It's very easy to say, you know, unemployment amongst doctors is because of foreign nationals, when in fact, even if they are not there, the locals would not have the necessary skills to take up those jobs. So what needs to be done really, and this is kind of xenophobia, is not only within political parties. We see it also in the attitude of, for example, the Home Affairs Department, in the manner in which it treats foreign nationals, it processes their permits or applications for asylum, and all those things, even the policing, is highly xenophobic. If you go, for example, to the biggest station for buses in South Africa, Johannesburg, Park Station, you see that frequently the police are targeting immigrants there to frisk them and demand small bribes because they are demanding to see passports or what was in the apartheid era, what was called passbooks. So elections, as you correctly said, in 2019, we are likely to see an escalation in this kind of warmongering and dangerous talk. And unfortunately, the South African police has not decisively dealt with this problem. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any accountability for the serious abuses that have taken place in the past. Even in this year, in 2018, we have had, you know, waves of violence, or xenophobic violence in Soweto, for example, targeting mainly Somali nationals and their tax shops. We have had a shadowy political party group that also marched against foreign nationals. But all this is scapegoating, trying to find an excuse to commit crimes and steal. That's not really to deal with the root causes of xenophobia.
Thank you so much, Wamavinga Maita Basaramba Emri Parnari. Gibbs, I understand we now have Ms. Neria Neshamba, a Zimbabwean who is based in the UK. I think she works with the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group. Welcome to our show, Ms. Neshamba.
Thank you. I miss Mashamba.
Mashamba. We are very sorry. Tine urombo. Yes.
Thank you.
Mungataura chiine dambudziko ratiri kunzwa riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika dzakasiyana siyana. South Africa mapato maviri anotire Democratic Alliance ne African Basic Movement Party akatobuda pachena kuti vabva kure kana kuti vekune dzimwe nyika vanofananga vachionekwa kunzi vadzosirwa kunyika dzavo.
Dambudziko iroro rinorwadza nokuti one. Aisi mosha yavanhu kuti vabude munyika, but because my situations akanga ari munyika ndio aisakisa kuti vanhu tibude tinotsvaka upenyu, peace and quiet kune dzimwe. Some of us, vamwe vacho ma economic refugees, because they could not get a job kumusha, which is worse mudzidzo yaanayo, fundo yaanayo. And it, some of them, and it vakatengesa misha nzimba, vamwe vakatengesa mombe, kana vabereki vavo ipapapo vakango relocate to South Africa or Botswana. Zvino ipapapo kuti munhu akatengesa imba ndiudzeiwo kana chero murimi, achiuya kuna na diaspora, achiuya ku diaspora, wozonzwodzorerwa kumusha, no work permit yavanomupa. How do they think, even if we follow humanitarian, you know, the G, humanitarians, munhu kungobiswa abva kumusha asina chinhu, angotora mari achifunga kutoti right, I'm an economic refugee, I'm going to find work, then I support my people at home. As you know that we believe in extended family, families, Zimbabweans, then ndovakawo musha wangu. Then wosvika kumunyika kuya kuya, haupiwi document, anditi haupi, uchasupika ugokwangwaya ugotini, uchaiona nhamo yamakandiwa chaiyo. And then wapedza ipapapo ozonzi after 5 years uchineteka, uchirara nenzara, uchirara pasi pamabridges, reducing you to the poorest of the poor. Then ongozonzi alright, chidzokera kumusha, just like that. Vakuda kuti vanhu vanonzi apira anangwera here kana kuti chii. Kana nyika yawakatora iyi inonzi chii, yawakatizira, yawakapotera iyoyo, they should at least consider kuti at least ngavape vanhu ma work permits vangoshanda vagone kudzokera kumusha. Vane chinhu, at least vanotenga dzimba kumusha, vanonoita upenyu hutsva, zviri nani than just to put people out as if they committed a crime. No. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. Amai Mashamba Varuti. And some people are forced to flee their countries because of economic and political hardships. Mm-hmm. And some economic refugees who even sold their properties to find money so that they can go to the diaspora to find work and support their extended families. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, they are failing to get proper documentations in those countries, forcing them to sleep under bridges and do all those menial jobs. Mm-hmm. And to expect those people to be deported and or just return home without nothing. That is impossible. So I understand we have another caller. Hello, Magadi. Hello.
Hello.
Magadi. Tarasimba ndiani?
Ni Mudara Obasanjo.
Mudara Obasanjo, muri kufona muri kupi ku Nigeria here?
Ku kwekwe.
Oh, Obasanjo tipe zamuri kuda kuti pakurira tinzwe ukanzwa zvinobva kuna Mudara Gibbs is something big.
Yeah.
Wakati mirika ndakashanda musaza kureka kwanguya karima.
Mhm.
From 2002 up to 2013.
Yeah.
If you got a Jimmy in Indica,
yours
big. So I think up to 2008, the show on white piece of Nana Ramaposo. But he comes to the Zika, Sindaka, I talk about Nakata Lakut in the Capita Basaragade Marucio Komu. And the Katanga Tenga Podcast. But that was not contracted there with 10 minutes for 2004. Nakatengesa motikari ya eni nye chuti kuti afinda kazozo kwa South Africa manje. You find that most of the map in the gawa lipa park station pepe. Ah, zambava. Asi wakabamunu Zimbabwe vunu mga. Na watu kuchaga basi. Wakati pa park station pepe ya pa vunona, nwani waka teni onaruga kuno kumusha kuno. Zambava teka teka. Zimbabwe ungu atifanu kubuleva ma South Africa manje. Iyo Zimbabwe isusipachedu kutega isusipachedu. Nakuta hako mbana isusipachedu kureana pachedu isusipeka. Ukao, napakute mumi chedi papaki te chedi kupaya. Alengaba kutoko Zimbabwe uro. Alengaba kumaswa ni mu Zimbabwe ni. Banga ni pute hapa uro kia kuna kutu ureo. Saka ibu nguwa jifana kutu mkubleba maa chatasa jenye. Na Zimbabwe itayanya nukutoso kutu. Papaki te chini kia kuchapu ipapu mani mapulisa.
Saka mapulisa asukutura matano ere ipapu.
Ndirukupanzwa
baba parikutonzwisa tsitsi.
Chachora patakamirira kunyika yawo kokoko chinye kuti muno munyika medu kati tambure tiri muno tsungaita tsaka tsaka kusvika nyika yedu yanaka ikanaka chete muno. Izva nokuda kutaura chete.
Ah, thank you so much baba. Saka izvezvi muri muaku Zimbabwe.
Ndakuzimbabwe
thank you so much Mudara Obasanjo. Okay, yeah, thank you so much, Gibbs. That was Mr. Obasanjo. He says that he worked in South Africa for a long time, from 2002 to 2013, and he blames some of our fellow countrymen and women who he says ply the Park Station area, robbing mainly Zimbabweans. And he says the police, they just look at, give a blind eye. They don't do anything. They don't arrest, especially if they know that it's Zimbabwean versus Zimbabwean. And he says they can tell through, from your accent, from your dressing and the way you walk, that you are a foreigner, and that's how they can identify you. But he's urging Zimbabweans who are struggling in South Africa to return home and try to make a living from whatever little they can do in Zimbabwe.
And, Jonga, we actually invited the Democratic Alliance to come here for the show. And we initially talked to Kavelo Khobisa. And he has actually sent me an email right now. And then he sent the email via Marshall Fredericks. And here it reads, it says, Dear Gibbs, we have been in touch with Jackas. Jackas is one of the officials of the Democratic Alliance. So you have been in touch with Jackers regarding the interview possibly being toning, and unfortunately Jackers is unable to participate in the debate this evening. I hope this is not too much of an inconvenience. Thank you very much for inviting us to the show. So we try to invite them
the
so that they will
Alliance.
Yes, they will express themselves in this kind of you know, discussion. So again, we are mama umashamba. Lisa konekwa ni mama. Mashamba konekwa ni yangezo.
Ye ngezo baba.
Ye agucho ke mama kuti kola ngapo ePhilitani. Kumenjani ngezidalo zeZimbabwe ezingani ziphikane lokuthi zixotsheliswe.
Ya, angithi yabona. Into injongo yakuqala mfuna ukukhuluma ngeSouth Africa. Ni ukukomenta nje.
Ye.
Angithi yabona. Yeah, some of these Amalokuzana asylum seekers or refugees because of ubulamba, ukungaphiwa lutho as ama refugees, ukungaphiwa kudla, ukungathini, and marginalized and castigated. Anike bengela lutho yikho kwenza ukuthi they turn into crime. I don't think it's right. Konoko ngoba at least umuntu engayenza itoho nje elokhuzeni ukuthanyela kumbe ukuthini, because Zimbabwe is a hard worker. And uzaphiwa lawo ku 10 rand for you to have something to eat, angitsho. Uthi uyothenga nje ukudla, angitsho. Nxa ulale ebridgini wazisukela ekhaya wena, angitsho, uyalala ebhuluheni rather than turn into a crime. The crime, yes, I really don't even want to hear ukuthi kulom Zimbabwe also in Chonta Mbuti. But at the same time, baba na masela, nyenga yogu supega. And then nabe na masela kukonapo, ama polisa e South Africa. Nga e kanyen ukuthi, you know, that's xenophobia. Angicho le abayenzayo ngoba nxa abantu bechaya nalaphana bevulalana amapolisa ebhekile kuthoni. What is the meaning of that?
Kulobunzima.
Kulobunzima. Yet before their independence, to tell the truth, South Africans were having it very good emakhaya kithi. Babephiwa izindlu.
Yeah.
Refugees. Babe is in the world. If Zimbabwe could do that.
Yes, I was on Tomendala, what he is coming Amakchani. All what she's saying is that, you know, the South Africans actually got independent through Zimbabwe. I still remember that. The ANC was fighting alongside ZAPU, and she's saying, you know, they should actually be grateful for that.
Yeah.
So she ends up by saying that, you know, the refugee problem is exacerbated by lack of protection, social protection programs in some countries like South Africa.
Okay.
So people end up not having anything for eking out a living. So some end up, you know, living under bridges and all those kind of things. But she says if you give Zimbabwe a chance,
They really work. Okay,
so, and they'll get money.
We have callers. I have, yeah. I hear we have callers lined up. Hello, Ndiyane Mutiriro, Atina Edge, no? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Baba. We are still going to be talking. Hello, can you hear us?
Taura itinzwa, asimuru kutaura kure.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Jonga. Yeah, I did a lot of bananas, doctor, the man's interview, and now we are the plans of Basanji. The Basanji, I don't know, I'm sure, the great snake together. That is, for example, the letter of an issue of Africa, which is Zambia, the other two of Zimbabwe. After that, then my issue with humanity, I'm saying the nation, you're saying my individual, I'm not part of Mosha. You know, I accepted as well as a doctor of that, as well as Arthur of Basanji.
If you
remember, hello?
Tawara Itinzo.
We remember in the 80s, Tanzania was one of the members of the government, Ethiopians, and so forth. But Kanavapara Mosonida, our label is a nation, and only the is individuals, very much criminals, very Ethiopian. But when we talk of the Japanese government, even why would I go back to the government? After Panas, a Kaito. But the Chinese government is the majority of the children. They were looking at the national achievement of the Manguana to the Kavari. If you read the national government of the Nigeria, the government of the Nigeria, the government of the Nigeria, the
Mukoma Stamat in demand. Mukoma John. In Rufunga Uti, Azamukutaura, his name is Rudango in Ranis, Avishaur, Vanava, or Basanj. Wao basanjo watarauti kuomago shini kukuta watu wano wa shini jivangu shiko garam South Africa na kutu wanengu wa singa kwanisu kuzuwana mapepa. Sakawa garam South Africa awana nzira zikuwa na nazo mari upesera wapinda mkrimu. Wachua kuru zira utuwa zioke kumusha. Ndruku zwa ndoshi mweche yusha mwenye muruku taura. Nisikuwa napa muruku pesa na nao.
You can have a few years or these not in the for a mesh. Our time is not in the for a mesh. That's why I was
here. Are you a Magata Panama Zimbabwe in the Rupara Motion of Mamkoma joining Murukanganisa? Itai Kunevamu or Rupara Motion, which we're wearing our paper, Nukonama television, Zizara Zimbabwe, Shukusungam South Africa, and Munika Zimwez, Shukupara Mosha. Saka Atifanunget Chiva Chengate Zaganapa Protector, I think that it's Ivarungo Paro Mosha says Nuka Nevamu, who is Zimanyaka in South Africa. Aiwa, asi pane pano zvubvunzwa kuti unobva kupi utaura kuti kuZimbabwe ndo zviri kutaurwa nevamwe kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa zviri kuitawo mhosva dzakafanana nezvakati nezvakati saka vekuZimbabwe vanenge vakungotsurawo wekumusha kwavo kuti ngatiregei kupinda munyaya dzakadai tinotenda zvikuru mukoma John ndinoimba kuti mudhara wabasanjo akateerera pakweko apa achinzwa zvamuri kutaura. Thank you so much. Tinemwe mteleri parunare. Ndiana aripo yezvino? Hello? Hello? I thought we have a caller.
No,
I thought we have a... Okay, before we go to Mr. Mavinga, let me just, translate what Mkoma John said. He was responding to Mudara Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think Mr. Obasanjo or Mudara Obasanjo is off track because he should not label criminals by their nationalities,
mm-hmm.
but label them as individuals who have committed crimes and they should face the consequences on their own, not as a nation.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mavinga, I think you've been listening to what people are saying here, and at the end of the day, this immigration issue is very hot in South Africa right now, and is hot maybe a lot in Britain as well. And in USA, so maybe these countries are trying to eradicate immigrants in order to pave the way for their own, you know, citizens. Is that not the case?
Well, it is a very hot case, yes, issue, but which is compounded and complicated when you look at the stereotypes and the false basis of analysis. For
mm-hmm.
example, yes, anyone commits crime, including immigrants and locals, but without a statistical analysis, it would be improper for anyone to then claim that a particular nationality is the one committing crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to the authorities, particularly the South African authorities, to find sustainable solutions to these challenges. Because there is no way that migration will be stopped by unleashing violence by locals. What needs to happen is to find ways of integrating and ensuring that, you know, the economic muscle that is brought by migrants is channeled properly through providing adequate documentation to enable people to work. Look, these boundaries, these borders, Limpopo River, are artificial and colonial an enclave that is far removed from the rest of Africa, because the reality is that we are interconnected, and that will always be the case. So the authorities need to lay out a framework of tapping into the resources and skills that immigrants have. And also, if you look at South Africa, with its economic and political muscle, it needs to help resolve the political and governance challenges in its neighbors, like Zimbabwe, so that you do not have this net inflow of migrants all the time to South Africa. Because I can assure you that if things are resolved politically and economically in Zimbabwe, you would have millions going back to Zimbabwe and not having to apply and put pressure on South Africa's doorstep. So these are the realities that the authorities in South Africa must be filled with, and not this myopic and parochial mindset that says, let us close our borders. It will not work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gibson. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, Magasimba, Zitandiani.
Johannesburg, South Africa.
Vamananda, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yebo.
The Taurai Jinswe.
Kutanga, nduda kumkwazisa ini. Never repassed the whole world, including also back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the problem that has resulted DA to come up with this issue of trying to say foreigners must come out, those who are not registered. For the past 10 years, migration has been increasing, more especially people coming to South Africa, not only Zimbabweans. I would say Africa as a whole, they've been coming to South Africa. The major problem that I saw, personally myself, I'm talking from my own practical and what I see without being measuring, is because the system that Home Affairs was doing created many people to come into the country illegally. Because they took time to register people as per their arrival. However, I wouldn't like to encourage this issue of coming into the country illegal without being known that where are you coming from and who you are. Partly because you must be known where you are coming from. In the event that you have died, it's easier to identify you. And what created all this problem that Mr. Mavinga is talking now over the issue of xenophobia, it has been created after quite a number of companies, after the people were given the asylums. Many companies started to to employ the foreigners, not only Zimbabweans, like I've said before. They started to employ many people. Whereas local here in South Africa, quite a number of people were just working Monday to Friday. Then when it comes to Friday, Isha is, people have to go home. And because you are a foreigner, sometimes your rights are so limited. Regardless that you've got the rights, the fundamental rights that you, being allocated to you as a person, as a human being. So these are the problems that I saw affecting quite a number of us foreigners in the country, in South Africa. Crime has increased. And partly, like what Mr. Obasanjo from Kwekwe, surely at the park station, it is a pity that, you know, being pointing fingers to your own homeboy, it's very disturbing and worrying. Because those are the people who does all this kind of, all sort of things, crime and crime and crime. Of course, wouldn't like it to personalize the things and point the fingers that these are the Zimbabweans, in as much as it would end up creating
attention.
Finally, I wanted to say, economical situation may be back home, and maybe I would say general in Africa it has resulted many people to run away from their home. But I would want to say, including you guys, our techno class who are paralyzed all over the world, elections were done and gone. Mm. It's high time for us to be positive.
Thank you so much.
Our country.
Thank you, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Regarding Zekuna Mkoma Maninga Variparunari. Hello.
Hello, Magadi Zeni Mkoma Jonga.
I want to remember you, Taurai Tinswe.
Well, I think that's Maninga. What is Maninga?
Oh, it's Maninga.
Maninga.
Maninga. I want to show Kutaza Kunzwaka and this machine. I don't know what I say. Maninga.
Yeah, I understand. I South Africa wanhu vakawanda vakuenda ikoko vazhinji vacho haana kana maqualifications unomona akuya nemota kuno kumusha basa rava kushanda njerei handifungidze kuti fudza mombe kungatengese mota saka nyaya iripo ka mazimbabweni must work kushanda chaiko chaiko zvine kuti zvakaoma bhozi kana vachitiza vachienda kusouth africa kunozogadzirwa nani chavanofanira kuita ndechekuti tidzoke kana tirwisa kesi izvozvo vari kudzi havafanira kuvhota dai vari muno taivhota tochinja ivo zvavari kuti zvakaipa izvozvo but kana vachigara ukoko kusouth africa endapo vaakuba ndinofunga kuti the former president vakambotaura kuti vanhu avava vari kuenda south africa vari kuba pakamboita akamutaurotauro kunzike kumanyika yakati handichataura zvangu bhozi ndigona kukonzeresanoita asi vanga vadaro saka chokwadi chiripo ndiri mazimbabweni basa zhinji pauri kubuda muno vazhinji kana vanetikadzi vari kunoita kunotengesa miviri vamwe vacho imbavha ndochokwadi ichocho
asi kahanza hapana nyika isina guva hanza hapana nyika isina guva mukoma imo musouth africa mune zvamuwo mune zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa mbavhawo nezvisi zvimwe zvamuri kutaura zvakaipa izvi
batika zviri nanyika kubira mumusha mako kwete kuenda kunze ikoko bhozi isusu hama zvati tinotya kutambura kuti vamwe vatofira kumajere ko kuti anouya sei kuno saka ngavadzoke tigadzirise nyika yedu ipe tiri muno
aiwa pakaipa asi munoziva mukoma zvinoitika nguva yakanzwa chiyadzwa kwamuka mangoda nyika yese yakamhanyira kuenda kwachiyadzwa saka vanhu vakanzwawo kuti kusouth africa kune kuri greener than kusaidi kwavari vanomhanyawo kuenda kusouth africa munzira imomo kunozoita vamwe vanonhongawo zvimwe zvinhu zvavanofunga zvinoshandawo zvichitengeseka ndokurarama kunenge kuchingoita vanhu
kuna kusouth africa pachezvaukuya kuno vanga vana kutowedzera upfumi hwavo hwavainawo isusuka hatina chati ivo vanotoziva kuti munhu zimbabweni munhu anototambudzika zvachose saka panongonzi kuno kuti akamboita chirongwa chekuti kabiwa anonangwa rasta munhu ane bred saka ndosichecheni iripo ikoko panongozivadiwa muzimbabweni
aiwa maita basa
vanhu vari kutambudzika
maita basa mukoma manhenga muri kupi muzimbabwe
ndiri kunonzi kumarere ukaroi
ukaroi aiwa maita basa morara zvakanaka ukaroi
Natenda.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Mkoma Manenga is calling from Karoi. He says many people who cross into South Africa, many of them do not have qualifications that can enable them to work, say, in a period of 2 years, 5 years, and then come back home with cars. But that is the situation. He says that those who cross into South Africa after a short stint, they return home with cars, and he does not think that if you are a cattle header down there, you can save money to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot to ask what type of cars people can bring in, because they can buy any car.
That's what
I Yes.
Because you are a joke.
Yeah.
What is weird, like, oh, mama, you near a mashamba. Was that connected with mom? Near a mashamba, we are in mom.
Nyawuzwa
zwana. Yeah, asithi ke lina lilungisa njani udaba lololu olunganihlupha abantu njengoba ukuzibabwe diaspora focus group libanceda njani abantu?
Libanceda ngokuya khuluma elokuzeni eForeign and Commonwealth elokuzeni office. We engaged with the lokuzeni, with the home office. Sabakela ke sacela. We were pleading with the Home Office, sicela nje ukuthi liphe abantu abangela maphepha ukuthi ilokuze i permission to work. So about 5 years ukuthi bebe le mali zokuthi bebuyele ekhaya kumbe bethenga imizi yabo.
Mhm.
Kulokuthi bebuyele nje bengabantu abahawulayo izikula ezingelayo ngisho anything to show that they were in the diaspora.
Mhm.
Yeah, that was all that we appealed. Although ye lapha sibili kulengani kulabanye abantshontshayo. Abanye abanamaphepha sibili kodwa bayantshontsha.
Mhm.
Akala ukuthi kumbe ulamaphepha kumbe kalamaphepha. Isela lavela lilisela.
Mhm.
Yeah. So lokho vele ayi asikukhangeli, we look at a person in humanitarian lokuzeni. Lokuzeni content ukuthi ekhaya yes akula msebenzi, akula lutho and everything. Iwu uhulumende uyazama Rome wasn't built in a day. Basalungisa labo ukuthi bebone ukuthi bazahambisa njani izinto. And then ukuthi abantu bebuyele behambe futhi enqundini yona le okuthi kabasebenzi beyobona lokuzenza. Beyobona facing all those problems and problems, hitting problems awulungana. So we have appealed to Home Office. Ukuthi zababaphi, give them the permission to work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I think there is a caller, but before I go to the caller, there's one of our viewers, Vet Dube. He says South Africa needs Zimbabwe more than Zimbabwe needs South Africa. South Africa economy is balanced by Zimbabwe, yet the Zimbabwe government / organizations do not negotiate for a better life for its people. That's what Zeti Dube wrote on our Studio 7 Live Talker Facebook page. Tons, kwa mtere, ndia nariparu nare? Hello? Yes, magadi?
Kwa mkwa jonga magadi be?
Aywa, ndirumpenyu, kurisei kwa muri? Mpretoria, mkoma Alois kana mwine redu ya kafuru kwa mboi zikisa mbichana rusharu wacho rukumwa rwa zoka kuno.
Ok, mkoma jonga.
Ee, vamango tipa fungwa zenyu kuti shuja munga tauro ndimuri kwa South Africa tu ze utraka mirase.
Kwa South Africa mkoma jonga pakanaka. Asi dambu ziko ripo ndre kuti niti ove population in South Africa.
Saka chii cha munga kuru zira kuti chiitwe nokuti pane mumwe anyora pa Facebook page yedu hapa ari kutaura kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe yaziva kukosha wakaita vanhu vayo vari muSouth Africa nezvavari kubatsira munyaya dzeupfumi muSouth Africa yaitawo kuti vange vachibatwa zvakanaka. Imi munotiwo
izvo zvendizvo chaizvo chaizvo mukoma tsonga nokuti mararamiro atirikuita muno muSouth Africa munomo haasiriwo zvachose nokuti kuti uvate kuzvikwavira wakuvata unovata wakabatira ura maoko nokuti anytime mbavha inopinda saka the home is the best. Kana government tinge yagadzisa zvino vanhu vakapikira kumusha nevasevenza kumusha vari kusevenza tinoona dhora iroro mari iriko everything is fine apacha kaipa.
Aiwa maitari gaiti nzgova mavinga kuti vanokupindura yekuti chiva mavinga murudza zvokutaura.
Hello?
Vamavinga ndanchiti vamavinga vakupindurei kana kuwedzera. Nokuti vanobva vangobatanidza nemubvunzo wabvunzwa nemumanyora pa Facebook page yedu ari kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe nemamwe masangano anorwirawo kodzero dzevanhu vakwanisa kuti vanga vachikurukura nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvibatwewo zvakanaka. Hello. Vama vinga.
Murikundinzwa here?
Taura itinzwe. Ngoti dimu munoti
zviro kwazvo zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti isu sesanganira Human Rights Watch nevamwe takatombokumbira nevamwe vanaita zvakaita South Africa Exodus Forum kuhurumende South Africa pane chirongwa chiripo chinonzi special exemption permit chakapuwa maZimbabweans. Chakauya nekuti vanhu vakange vakumbira hurumende yeZimbabwe ikapindirawo, asi chakakosha chikuru ndechekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe igadzirisewo kwayo kumisha kuti vana vadzokere vasangoramba vachiritaira vachipembera nemasango. Ndo zvakakosha izvozvo. Asiwo tiri kuno South Africa, tinokumbirisa kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa irambe ichirangarira kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vhudzi idema rose, tiri vanhu vatema, tisingatibatane nese vanhu, kwete kubatana senhapwa kana kubatana senese rukweruoko.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Rambai muri parunare. Understand Gibbs Tana, Amai Magdalene Moyo.
Yes.
You can welcome her.
Yes, Magdalene Moyo, how are you?
How are you?
Very fine. We are told that you are an asylum seeker in Britain, and there are certain things that have been happening around you. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, I'm an asylum seeker. Mm-hmm. I came from Zimbabwe in 2016. Because I was running away from home as a lesbian woman, since it's not allowed, so I came to seek asylum in the United Kingdom.
And what happened?
It's not easy. It's not an easy process. It's very difficult, to be honest, because the process is long, exhausting, and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I got here, I went for my interview. I went to court. When I went for my interview, they didn't believe I was a lesbian woman. So I had to run around, find evidence, this and that, whatever they were asking for. And then they later on accepted when I went to court that I was a lesbian woman, but they stayed according to the law of Zimbabwe. It is illegal to be a gay man, and it's legal to be a lesbian woman, of which is not true. It is true according to law, but the community as a whole, they don't accept any LGBT person, whether you are a woman or man. It's totally unacceptable.
So what was the outcome of your case?
My outcome of the case was that I was refused. I was refused. They told me that in Zimbabwe you can live freely as a lesbian woman because that's what the law is saying.
Mm-hmm. And so then you appealed against that?
And then I appealed against that, and then I was told that they're doing everything according to law. I was kicked out of the accommodation that I was given. So I've been living as a homeless person for almost a year now.
Mm. Ever since the government changed in Zimbabwe, have you tried to go back home and see if you can be persecuted for your sexual orientation?
That one is not it's not an option. I'm not even dreaming about it. I would rather be killed by cold in this country instead of what is happening in Zimbabwe. And after the election, things they just got worse. One, I am a lesbian woman. Two, I am an activist. In Zimbabwe, you are not allowed to demonstrate or to have a freedom of speech. And as for us, young women, young people, we can't keep quiet when things are going wrong. Things are going wrong. People are being killed like flies in Zimbabwe. The same people that are supposed to protect people that are the ones who are killing people, you know. So we can't keep quiet. And after living in the United Kingdom, where I know I've got the right to voice out my feelings and to say whatever that is wrong, I don't think when I get home I'll be quiet. I'll be the first one to be killed.
Yeah,
because we can't keep quiet. We can't keep quiet. Things are going wrong every day, especially after the election. It's even worse.
Yeah, ngasa sikhuluma ngesindebele lapha ke akutshela uZulu ukuthi inkinga yakho ime ngaphi khona mama.
Mayelana lani exactly?
Loko apply-ela i-asylum ukuthi kwahamba njani? Batshela abantu bekuzwe sibini.
Okay, uku-apply-ela i-asylum i-process enzima kakhulu. Aso process elula. Asikho ukuthi uma ubuya eZimbabwe ufika lapha, ufike uthole i-asylum uhlale kahle. Kunzima. Kodwa ngendaba yokuthi ekhaya uyabusiswe yisimo, and isimo sangikhona singajintshi sisiba wese. Ngesinye isikhathi siyakubekezelela ubunzima bakhona. Ngoba nxa ufika lapho ubatshela ukuthi hayi, mina ngithandana lamanye amantombazana, and ngikhule nginje and ngikhule ngifihla but ngithe sengikhulile ama feelings lawo esengikhulela imizwa isingikhulela ukuthi angikwanisi ukufihla ngoba uma usethandweni usethandweni awukwazi ukufihla khona lokho and then uthole community eZimbabwe ithi thina we are Christians, we don't accept this, we don't want this, you can go and do your dirty thing out of this country, not here. Kuba nzima. And then uma ufika kuleli lizwe u-apply asylum lakhona kuba lama questions bafuna ukwazi ukuthi wazi kanjani ukuthi wena uthandana lamanye amantombazana, wazi kanjani ukuthi le nto othi uyiyo uyiyo. And ngeza kwabunzima obukhulu esengidlule kubo ukuthi ngibabonise ukuthi hayi yikho lokhu engiyikho khona and ngitho ngoba imizwa yami inje ngizona labantu abangomama nokuthi nokuthi bese bekutshela ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe ma ungumfazi uthandana nomunye umfazi ngomthetho obhale phansi i-constitutional law kuvumelekile akuvumelekanga ebantwini abayi abesilisa.
Kodwa
abesilisa bangafika lapha bona bayagrantwa but abangamantombazana kuthiwa umthetho uthi
ye kodwa ke khonapho bekuncitsha khonokho ke bagcina besithini bathi evidence okumele uyikhiphe yiphi
ba yazi bhuti kubuhlungu ma ngifuna ukukutela iqiniso ukuthi ukuthi i-evidence yakhona uze uyithole ukuthi yebo ngiyikho ngoba nanku ngama-feelings lawayana ngithi akulabo ufakazi and lapho ngikhona mina ngisebenza lamanye amantombazana labuya kwamanye amazwe kokuthi ngesinye isikhathi beze bezifake kwamanye ama-relationship bethandane lamanye amantombazana bangazimiselanga bahlukumezeke ba-abuse kuma-relationship angikhona but ngoba wena ufuna ubufakazi bokuthi ubonakale ukuthi uthandana labanye amantombazana ukubekezelele.
Yes,
before she leaves, we can give Mr. Mavinga, he's a human rights lawyer.
Right. Yeah.
We can give him an opportunity to chip in there. Mr. Mavinga, chip you heard from Ms. Magdalene Moyo.
Yes, thanks. Ngingathi lokukhulu kakhulu. Lathi Human Rights Watch isinga mngedisa lo use Britain. So ukuthi limnikeze inombolo zami le email yami ukuthi simncedise ukuthi ahlale kahle e-UK. We can assist as human rights lawyers. This is really a distressing issue that needs intervention to support. So specifically, we would be happy to give support and referral for this particular case. So I'm happy if you could share my details off the air for us to assist. Thank you.
But what about the situation in Zimbabwe? Is it as bad as she's describing?
Well, absolutely. And the issue of asylum and seeking refugee status is that it is really up to the individual. If an individual is out of their country of origin and nationality and is afraid and fears for their life to return to their country of nationality, then the country where they are should give them surrogate support. So what is then required is to look at whether or not that fear is well-founded. And particularly when you look at the attacks on the LGBT community in Zimbabwe, certainly that is a well-founded fear. If you look at the general patterns, remember recently there was the teacher at St. John's who came out as gay, and there was such a backlash and threat of death that he had to resign from his post. So that kind of case, it means that that would be really a deserving case for asylum or refugee status. So these are the challenges that we face. And certainly, Zimbabwe has not reformed to a point where there is or there are guarantees of security in terms of individuals being within the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you. We have another caller. Yes. Diana Arbarunare. Hello. Takasimba ndiani vari parunhare? Vagogodi makadiko. Aiwa kuno kuri right nhasi muri kupi vagogodi? South Africa. Aiwa mukana ndiwo yitaura itinzwe.
Ah, chakangoda chakanaka, hatikubvira mazuba.
kana kuraita kumushara kwaanoenda chakuda kuti munhu aite chakanaka achiita kuti ndekaabva nyika yake ine kuchikurisa naiyewo futi unenge achikwanisa kuchirenza kuti aite mabasa anomubetsera asingapizi nekuti unenge achiita zvinhu zvakanaka kuza kwakashatira pakuti ndegorokosaga ukatosunda unenge waritanacho unosangana nenjeti nekufurwa saka hatidi zvakada saizvozvo kana uri muzimbabweni toenda kuti kana kwauya kuno teredza zvakanaka tiitiridziri nyika yedu kudaro kwakashata hazvinakaa kuti vakamode vamambudzi vakamavhoti hatidi kubasa nekuti chokonzera kuti vari kuno vazimbabweni acho adi chikonzero chekuti kwaine vakanga madhigisi emwana saka kungwa kwakashata nona wada madhigisi nona wada mbudzi wabachi hatidi chinhu chokuba saka patii kuzvakatorere zvakanaka
no maita basa zvikuru vagogode egypt mr gogode calling from south africa
yeah.
is condemning any form of stealing robbery even stealing elections
yeah
yes and yeah. He's saying here we should not sanitize the Zimbabweans who are into that activity that he's condemning that
all those kind of
yes
deals.
I think our time is
let's just go to Neria Mashamba just briefly. Your last word, madam. Neria?
Yes,
your last word on this issue.
Yeah, of course. I sympathize with this young girl that is talking about refusal to be given. And anyway, I'm happy that she got this human rights lawyer who can help her. Honestly, yeah, it's a gender issue leyo ehluphayo because they could ilokuzeni if they can allow men, gay men, to be given refugee status, why can't they do that to women? That's one very ilokuzeni very funny thing.
And in such cases, what evidence do they want in such cases?
Like I've never encountered this kind of case, but I hear that they want ama evidence on uti kona. Vanoda kunyaso ona kutoti, are you gay or lesbian? You have to bring a partner or name a partner, which is impossible because you would have run away and left the partner. Or maybe in Zimbabwe you are castigated because when they say no. Andina kukuzvara uchidaro angudzalanga uyinto enje kuvana kukasuka hamba you are tabooed and then uti uthathe ipartner yakhona uhambe layo ubuye layo ngapha it's impossible so i-abuse yayo yona leyo ibuhlungu i-abuse eyenzakalayo lapha kuma-refugees yes you have to prove beyond doubt reasonable doubt.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Neria Neshamba. Mashamba. Neshamba, I think, was my friend at primary school. We used to play together soccer.
Yes.
It was a very good defender, but he scored an all goal. So we thank Mr. Teoma Finga, human rights lawyer, Miss Neria Mashamba, and Miss Makataline Moyo, who actually joined us tonight on this show. We hope we are going to meet you again next time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And we also like to thank all the callers who managed to get through to our program. Nasa Atine Materero Akawanda, Ngazirambe Shokadaro, Mchitigira Studio 7. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, Tobata na Mnishumwe Shurungwa to Studio 7.